Are you daunted by the prospect of maintaining a technologically advanced aircraft? Well, maybe this will help. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Brent Wouters, who is the President and Chief Operating Officer of Cirrus Design. And if you haven't updated your Rolodex lately, that may be news to you. So we're going to talk a little bit with Brent about how he came to be in the position he is now. Brent, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we joked a little bit before we started about you were on vacation and lost the draw of the straws. Tell us how this really came about.
Well, obviously, I've been here since 2002, where I joined as the Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, so I'm very familiar with the business, have been involved with a significant portion of the growth of the business over the course of the years, and at the end of the day, we had a change in leadership, and I was fortunate enough to be asked to take this role, so that's how it came about.
Well, tell us what prepared you to work for Cirrus Design in any capacity?
Well, I have kind of an eclectic background. I started my career in aerospace as an engineer. I designed flight simulators for Delta Airlines in their internal training program, so I was an engineer that designed and tested flight simulators. But that quickly moved to, I was an aircraft engineer for a couple of years after that, but moved into a consulting role where I wrote the inventory management software for Lockheed's F-22 manufacturing line before and during the time that they won that program. So I have both a financial background and an aerospace background that started my career. And after that, I was able to leverage those kind of capabilities into a role on Wall Street where I honed my financial skills. So I was able to combine the aerospace, a detailed knowledge of computer software and services with financial skills and put them to work down the line. I came here as I joined a company previous to Cirrus as the chief financial officer and got involved with private equity firms, and so eventually that led me to Cirrus. The private equity firm Ark Capita that owns a majority stake in Cirrus were some of the partners that I worked with at the investment bank. So.
Okay, well, the big announcement this week has been Cirrus Maintenance, a new standard benefit for customers. Tell us how this came to be. I mean, how was it determined at Cirrus Design that this was a product or a new service that was needed by the customer base?
Well, we've spent a number of years trying to address just simply making ownership of the airplane easier. And one of the things that we've been developing for some time and discussing for some time is the idea that maintenance of the airplane is perceived as difficult. For those who are less familiar with aviation, they might perceive it as costly, they might perceive it as difficult. In some cases, that's very much the case. And what we wanted to do was be able to expand the industry, make a big commitment to making owning the airplane much easier. Our idea internally, and frankly, Dale Clapmeyer was deeply involved in it. We've been discussing for a number of years the idea that if we were to take over the maintenance, we could take a lot of the hassles of ownership out of the customer's hands and make them our problem. And so that was the genesis of it. We just wanted to make a big commitment to owner, the ease of ownership.
Now, I know that it's been popular of late, and Cirrus certainly has done this, to compare the current crop of technologically advanced aircraft to some luxury cars. And I'm thinking particularly in the case of BMW, their research department identified a marketing reality, and that was that people had an impression of BMWs as wonderful cars, absolutely worth the money, but somewhat unpredictable in terms of maintenance expenses. And they came out with a program a few years ago whereby you could get your first, I don't remember whether it was 2 years or 4 years, and whether it was leased or purchased, but you could get maintenance was everything down to the wiper blades was included in, for some period of time or number of miles. It looks as though the Cirrus program is set up along the same lines. Do you think that people getting into aircraft ownership today may have the same concerns about buying a technologically advanced aircraft that they would buying a modern luxury car with lots of potential issues? I mean, obviously the fear of these things may be way bigger than the reality, but does this in any way drive the decision to do this program?
Absolutely. In fact, we modeled our entire program off of some of these high-end automotive programs, and BMW was one of them. We didn't try to reinvent the wheel here. This is a program that was designed with the customer in mind, and there's no question that with general aviation, the customer's perception in general is that it's expensive to maintain the airplane. Furthermore, we competitively always deal with in the field competitive pressures and competitive discussions about whether our airplane is more expensive to maintain or not. And what really matters is the customer's perception, not the reality of that. And so we designed it with the automotive program absolutely at the heart of it, and designed it to take all of that uncertainty or that perception out of the buyer's mind. There's no question that we are appealing to a different customer today than we've ever been appealing to over the last couple decades, but certainly even as we've evolved here at Cirrus. The customer really wants a product and expects a product that when they go out to the airplane, they expect it to run well and be available for them to use on their trip. They're not so concerned with learning how the intricacies of a maintenance program or how best to maintain their airplane, or being so concerned with how to maximize the cost efficiency of that airplane. We're the experts in that. We want them to use the airplane and expand its utility to a much broader potential customer base. So this program was absolutely modeled after the automotive car makers, particularly the one that you mentioned. It's by far our most significant long-term commitment to making ownership easier. And that's both an operational commitment and a financial commitment, because now we're managing the entire maintenance of that program with the airplane for at least 2 years, unless they choose to extend the program under some other alternatives that we have.
You mentioned the 24-month. It's 24 months or 600 hours, and there's an option for a third year and another 300 hours. I want to talk more about the nuts and bolts of what's covered in a moment. But first, you might be just the guy, have just the background to answer this question. And that is, given the incredible escalation we've seen in automotive power plant technology over the past 20 years, now automotive power plants have such elaborate digital controls that a technician at a service shop can plug a computer in and the car will literally tell them, you know, what's wrong with it. In some cases, you know, obviously GM with its OnStar setup is set up now where you might get a call in the car from a service representative letting them know that your car has digitally reported or emailed some pending, you know, impending issue that they want to resolve before it becomes a problem. Is aviation technology somewhat handicapped by the current status of engine sophistication?
Well, there's no question that's the case. What we're finding is that we're trying to lead the industry and drive it in the direction that we want, and this is a program that will do that. It will, in our mind, it will force us to behave differently that is to the benefit of the customer. It will force engine manufacturers and other suppliers to behave differently and hopefully accelerate some of those technologies. We desperately need engine technology that has the capabilities, the monitoring capabilities, the statistical analysis capabilities that we have come to expect from our automobiles. We definitely need that in general aviation. We feel like we're having to put this type of program out there, certainly before the technology exists on the engines in particular. But what we're responding to is what we believe will eventually be the customer expectation. The customer expectation has been driven by that automotive model, just as it has, like we discussed a minute ago about the BMW plan out there. The customer expectation is driven by that model that is out there and the expectation of performance in the automotive. And we can't delay our business model, if you will, as their expectation improves. We have to respond to it. And even though the technology isn't there, we think that will help accelerate or pull that technology forward as the expectation becomes part of what the industry responds to.
Do you think there'll be any new non-FADEC power plants around in the next 5 years?
Certainly on some of the older airplanes where people have bought them, but I don't think you'll be able to get a new airplane without that kind of technology. Now, we've taken an awful lot, long time as an industry to get to that point, and we're obviously still not there yet, but I believe FADEC is essential to each of us as OEMs or as engine suppliers meeting the customer expectation for the long haul.
Talking today with Brent Wouters, who's the President and Chief Operating Officer of Cirrus Design. And we'll be back in just a moment to talk more about the new Cirrus maintenance plan. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with Brent Wouters, the President and Chief Operating Officer of Cirrus Design, talking about the Cirrus maintenance plan, which was announced this week. The subheadline, Personal Aircraft Manufacturer Shifts Business Paradigm. Tell us how it has shifted.
Well, for Cirrus, I think it's certainly going to be true for the industry over the course of time, this is a fundamental change in the way we do business. As we talked earlier, we have taken on the responsibility of maintenance for the customer. It is our obligation to make flying easier. That will expand the industry. It will expand certainly our customer base, help us appeal to a much broader audience. But in terms of us dealing with our service network and ensuring that the airplane gets the necessary and above the necessary maintenance, that's a change in the way we do business and the way we think about serving the customer. It will not only will it achieve a better maintained airplane, it will most certainly enhance the resale value of the airplanes out there, which I think is our obligation. And I think it will undoubtedly, over time, lower the cost of unscheduled maintenance and the hassle associated with unscheduled maintenance.
Well, sure. I remember the oil change commercial on TV where the mechanic grins and says, "You can pay me now or you can pay me later," as it applies to oil changes. And it's kind of true in a lot of routine or preventative maintenance issues that if you take care of it early, it will be not a problem down the road. Let's talk about the specifics of the plan. Full service plan extends through 24 months or 600 flight hours, whichever comes first, and covers all new airplane purchases effective January 1st, 2008. Now, there's an option to get an additional third year / 300-hour extension on that, only for people who have a three-year warranty. Now, is the three-year warranty an option at the time of purchase?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, there's about a 5-megabyte PDF file that I've reviewed here that's the 10-page booklet that covers the maintenance program. And there are no real surprises in it. I mean, if you taxi through gravel and bang up the paint, or if you spill lacquer thinner in the interior or something like that, it's not going to be covered. But all the normal stuff is covered. Is it for people who are buying Cirrus aircraft now? Do you have a feeling that they're being maintained exactly up to snuff, or do you think that this will get some people to be even more faithful to their scheduled maintenance intervals?
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to cast aspersions, but I do believe that after having reviewed many times the detailed maintenance plan, the scheduled 50-hour, 100-hour, 200-hour, 500-hour items, I would be quite surprised if our general customer base on their of their own volition were maintaining the airplane with the veracity that we plan in this program here. Mm-hmm. We are certainly including not only those things that are called out into the maintenance manual, but those things that we think are essential for ensuring the safety and the solid performance and the resale value of the airplane over the long haul. So I suspect certainly the reaction from service centers as we designed the program with their input was that it was comprehensive. It was certainly more comprehensive than the average customer sees, and that it was a good program to lead toward its design goals, which is to ensure above and beyond the safe operation of the airplane.
All right. Now, some of the ANPs I talked to say that their biggest nightmares come from planes that are not flown enough rather than planes that are flown frequently. They say they'd almost rather have to take care of a fleet of training aircraft used at a flight school than they would the recreational pilot's personal aircraft that only flies 50 hours a year. This plan is set up apparently, well, it equates a year to 300 hours in terms of its expectation. Does that align itself pretty well with what your customers do with their airplanes, or is there some other method for matching up that number of hours with a year's time?
Sure. Well, actually, our average customer flies just under 200 hours per year. So the hours allowed in this program are quite generous. But one thing we wanted to do was we wanted to make sure that we included enough hours for a rather substantial proportion of our customer base to achieve the maximum benefit from this program. We also wanted to make sure that we included, without any exception, all those items that are particularly necessary to maintain on the airplane at 500 hours. So we didn't want there to be any misconception that we had cheapened this program in any way. Our genuine goal is a well-maintained fleet. We think that that will benefit both customers and Cirrus alike. And in the end, the benefits will accrue to both of us. We think we'll expand the industry. We think we will sell more airplanes. We think we will end up with a better maintained fleet, better customer satisfaction, and safer pilots across the board.
Okay, I have to ask you about the dates on this. The press release was dated on Wednesday. On Tuesday. But it says it took effect on January 1st. Is this something that some customers have already known about, or are people being notified retroactively to the availability of the program?
Well, they're being notified retroactively. We did roll it back. First of all, it's always a dilemma when we roll out something new for someone, you know, a company that's as innovative as we are. We try to roll out a lot of new products. We don't pre-announce anything. And we try to do the right thing by the customer that just picked up his delivery yesterday. One of the unique aspects of our business is that we deliver direct to the customer and we deal with directly with the customer. And so inherently, we always have customers on site when we roll out new things. They're either here picking up their airplane that day or they're here completing some training, some transition training into the airplane. We always want to be perceived as generous in terms of, and not, if you will, treating those customers who have already purchased in a way that they might perceive as unfairly. So mm-hmm. We rolled this back. Just to be clear, it's rolled back to January 1st of 2008, but it's only rolled back for those parties that purchased their airplane in 2008, to be clear, at 2008 prices and took delivery in 2008. So,
right.
For example, if someone ordered the airplane in 2007 at a more favorable price, for example, because it was last year's price, but took delivery in 2008, it would not necessarily apply to that person.
Okay. Well, is it too soon to have any feedback on it? Or, obviously nobody has had an opportunity to take advantage of it for any significant length of time, but obviously you have a very active owners group. Have those folks had any comments on the program?
Well, not directly from the ownership base yet. The feedback that we've received thus far, and actually we had a meeting today on its first day in the field to gather feedback from our service centers, the broader base of service centers. We did include a great number of service centers in the program's design, but we certainly want to be attuned to their feedback as we move through this. And I think that the feedback has been uniformly positive. We certainly think from an internal perspective, as it relates to its appeal to the marketplace and perhaps its impact on expanding our customer base and selling more airplanes. That feedback initially has been very positive. Our service center network has also been very supportive and very positive. But we also designed it with them in mind and with their participation. So we had hoped we hit that mark, and so far it appears that we have.
All right. Well, listen, it's been great to get to talk to you, and we wish you all the best at Cirrus Design in your new position as President and Chief Operating Officer. And good luck with this maintenance program. It sounds like something that I would expect to see emulated elsewhere within the industry. We'll look forward to getting back in touch with you and seeing how it's going at some point down the road.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. We appreciate the opportunity. We think this is a big change for the industry and for our business. It's not just a gimmick to sell airplanes in the short term. We think this is a long-term industry-leading change, and we certainly hope that customers react well to it and take advantage of it.
My guest has been Brent Wouters, who is the President and Chief Operating Officer of Cirrus Design. You can find him on the web at cirrusdesign.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.